The following is a Network Newswire audio production. As a multifaceted financial news and publishing company, Network Newswire uses its network of more than 5,000 key distribution outlets, as well as other corporate communication tools, to introduce private and public companies to a wide audience of investors, consumers, journalists, and the general public. Our reputation for highly efficient communication strategies is based on the experience and relationships our team has in the space. It is Network Newswire's unwavering commitment to connect the investment community with companies that have great potential and a strong dedication to building shareholder value. The following interview features a client of Network Newswire. Network Newswire may have been compensated for the production of this interview. Please be sure to read our entire disclaimer for full disclosure. Thank you, and here today as your host is Stuart Smith.
Welcome one, welcome all to this online business briefing where we're going to shine the spotlight on some of the smartest and freshest plays here in the small and micro cap markets. As you just heard, I'm your host, Stuart Smith, and today we're joined by Kootenay Zinc Corp. The company is traded on the Canadian Stock Exchange under the ticker symbol ZNK, on the Frankfurt Stock Exchange under the ticker symbol KYH. Here in the States, it's under the ticker symbol KTNNF. We're speaking with Tuki Angus today. He's an advisor to the company. I want you to take a close look at the advisory board for this company. It has some really big players, none bigger than here, Mr. Tuki Angus. Tuki, how are you today?
Very well, thank you.
Hey, thanks so much for taking the time to call in today. Now, you are a widely known and highly respected independent business advisor to the mining industry. You and I were going over your background. You used to be an attorney to the mining industry. Lots of different aspects and angles of this industry that you know, and now you're an advisor to Kootenay Zinc Corp. So nobody better to ask than this and you. Tell us a little bit about Kootenay Zinc Corp.
Well, Kootenay Zinc is a speculative junior exploration microcap company. It is searching to try and discover a particular type of ore body in the locale which is named after the Kootenays. It's not far from what was at one time one of the largest zinc, lead, silver deposits in the world, the Sullivan Mine, which was mined for over a century and produced over $40 billion value of metal. It supported a smelter complex in the city of Trail, B.C., and we are about 30 kilometers from there with a current drill program underway to try and discover a lookalike for the Sullivan Mine deposit. That's essentially our business.
Well, Tuki, you have been, you're the current chairman of Nevsun Resources, and that's a billion-dollar copper and zinc producer. You're on the advisory board to this company, so there must be something in Kootenay Zinc Corporation that has drawn you to working with this company. When you look at what the company worked on in 2016 and so far here in 2017, what would you say are some of the major milestones that have attracted you to this company?
Well, I had previous history with the people holding the option on this mineral property, and the company that I then chaired failed to exercise its option due to its inability to finance the exploration during the very difficult times the industry went through earlier parts of this century. However, the prospectivity of this ground has not changed. And if to give you an idea of what could happen, the shares of Kootenay Zinc currently trade around 20 cents. It's last financed at 20 cents and is adequately financed to carry out this drill program and more. People say, well, what could happen to that? And I'll give you an example of a company, Arizona Mining. Arizona Mining is drilling a very large deposit of similar metals, the same metals, in Arizona with more than a dozen drill rigs right now. And historically, going back to, say, October of 2015, it was a microcap company trading approximately 20 cents a share. Last week, it carried out a private placement financing at a price of $2.45 a share when the previous close on the stock was $1.89. The placee was a large Australian company, South 32, And that $110 million financing was a huge endorsement of that project. So there you have a huge increase in terms of percentage and absolute value for a company that is still in the exploration phase, not yet in development. That's the kind of target Kootenay Zinc is looking for.
Yeah, a nice corollary you drew for us there. And listeners, if you'd like to learn more about this company, they do an excellent job of keeping their investors and potential shareholders updated through the press wire. Lots of news out on the company and the Soli project. They've given several different updates. Well, let's talk then about the team there at Kootenay Zinc Corporation. Tuki, as you look at this team that's been assembled there, what's your takeaway? What do you think of the team? What do you think of the management there at Kootenay Zinc Corp? And if you can, tell us a little bit about them.
Well, I think more importantly, you should focus on who they've engaged
okay.
to do the work. There's an absolutely top-notch geologist who was a former Teck Cominco employee, the owners of the Sullivan Mine for 30 years. There's also a top-notch geophysicist. One of the other advisors to Kootenay Zinc is Dr. David Broughton. Dr. Broughton is the senior geologist to Robert Friedland's group, and he thinks that Ransom and his team are top-notch.
A big validation for that team. Well, as you look at what's ahead of the company here in 2017, what would you say are some of the achievements or the goals that you'd like to see the company tackle here in 2017?
Well, we have a number of different anomalies that we're going to test. The truth serum in this business is the drill bit, and we're going to go in there and bravely drill to see if we can find what we hope is there.
Listeners, if you'd like to learn more about this company, and I encourage you to do so, their website is KootenayZinc.com, KootenayZinc.com, where you can reach out to the company directly at area code 604-833-6999. Those ticker symbols again on the Canadian Stock Exchange, ZNK, on the Frankfurt KYH, here in the States, KTNNF. Some of those updates that I mentioned just came out here in the month of May. You've got a Soli Project Exploration Update, Soli Project Geophysical Permitting and Drilling Update. That came out just about 19 days ago. Kootenay Zinc Corp locked on E1 South Target at the Soli Project. Again, as I mentioned, this is a company doing a terrific job of keeping you informed on every step along the way. And as Tuki Angus, a veteran and a veritable legend within this industry, pointed out to you, go take a look at the corollaries between Arizona Mining, where they were, where they are today, and extrapolate from there the potential with Kootenay Zinc Corp. For Tuki Angus, this is Stuart Smith saying thanks so much for listening.
This audio interview is an original broadcast provided by Network Newswire, a multifaceted financial news and publishing company delivering a new generation of corporate communication solutions, including news aggregation and syndication, social communication, and enhanced news release services. Network Newswire may receive payments for corporate communications relations, as well as various press releases and social media solutions provided to its clients. You should assume that officers and directors of Network Newswire or financial analysts mentioned hold a position in and may intend to trade these securities for their own accounts. This interview is not an offer or recommendation to buy or sell securities. Information in this broadcast is presented solely for informative purposes and is not intended to be, nor should it be construed as, investment advice. As in all investments, an investment in the featured company carries an investment risk. Listeners should review the company thoroughly with a registered investment advisor or registered stockbroker. This audio interview by Network Newswire does not purport to be a complete study of the featured company or other companies mentioned. Information used in statements of fact have been obtained from the featured company and other sources, but not verified nor guaranteed by Network Newswire as to completeness or accuracy. Such information is subject to change without notice. Please see our full disclaimers and disclosures at networknewswire.com.